This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. They're the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Peter Briner, violinist Akako Nishizaki as well, and music by Tchaikovsky. We heard one of his Lieder, or songs, called Thy Radiant Image, in an arrangement for violin and orchestra, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, and I've some more classical music for your Monday afternoon. A noon hour that will include work from Carl Czerny, one of Beethoven's great students, an andante for horn and piano from him, not to mention the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and Spanish composer Joaquin Turina's Love Letter to His Hometown, the Sinfonia Sevillana, all just ahead here on KPR. The Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra is next, and we've got music from a Danish composer of the late 18th and early 19th century. Music from Friedrich Kuhlau, and one of his most important musical achievements, the incidental suite from a play called Elves Hill, considered to be one of the first Danish national plays. The Elves Hill Overture from 1828. Here's the Danish Radio Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. It was written in 1828 by Danish composer Friedrich Kuhlau, the overture to Elves Hill, played by the Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra there on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:23. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. We have the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra joining us in a little over 10 minutes with a Spanish suite, Sinfonia Sevillana by Joaquin Turina, still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Right now on the KU campus, 84 degrees with sunny skies and warming up today to about 90. Skies will be sunny throughout and clear this evening with a low of 66. Tomorrow's a sunny day with a high near 91, lows in the upper 60s for Tuesday night, and that's just about the way it'll be for the next few days. It grows quite hot by the end of the week. We have a little performance for you now on horn and piano, made by Herman Baumann and pianist Leonard Hokanson, with music by one of the great students of Beethoven, composer Carl Czerny. They call this Andante and Polacca on Kansas Public Radio. Andante and Polacca by composer Carl Czerny, performed by Herman Baumann playing horn and at piano Leonard Hokanson, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now, and there'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classical music to enjoy till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. You know, your $10 or $15 a month, that may seem like a small amount, but it makes a big difference. Your sustaining gift, combined with those of your fellow members, all adds up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. Sustain the future of excellent radio. It takes just a few minutes. Over at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support. We bring you now the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conductor Jesus Lopez Cobos, and a beautiful Spanish suite, one written in 1920 by Joaquin Turina. It is his tribute or musical love letter to his hometown, a three-movement work that captures the essence of Andalusia. This is the Sinfonia Sevillana. Here's the Cincinnati Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Sinfonia Sevillana, written in 1920 by Joaquin Turina, performed there by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, led by Jesus Lopez Cobos, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m., stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us, among other things, one of the great symphonies of the 19th century, Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. That plus music by Bach, Gerald Finzi. Quite a bit more music still to come here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us today on KPR. Hope you can stick around just a bit while longer.
From NPR News.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can bundle and customize their home and auto insurance in one place, with the goal of protecting what matters most. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Herbert von Karajan, and the unforgettable Air in D Major from the Third Orchestral Suite by Johann Sebastian Bach on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Monday afternoon with the London Symphony Orchestra, joining us in just about 15 minutes' time with one of the 19th century's great and unforgettable symphonies, Mendelssohn and his Italian Symphony. The fourth that he wrote is in just a little while here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas, in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. Next is chamber music, English chamber music, from composer Gerald Finzi. One of the most important and essential things that he wrote, one thing that is actually five things, for clarinet and strings. His five bagatelles that were composed shortly before he was drafted into military service in World War II, the collection of what he termed 20-year-old bits and pieces. These five bagatelles brought to us by clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein and the Tessela Quartet, next on KPR. That's by English composer Gerald Finzi and his five bagatelles, for clarinet and strings, written in the early 1940s. Clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein with the Tessela Quartet in the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. It is creeping very close now to 1:30, half an hour until our next NPR News update. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And always online, of course, KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Monday afternoon. Our mission at KPR is to provide our listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. And that's why we want to hear from you. Take our annual media and technology survey and let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment. Your response allows us to better understand the needs and habits of our listeners and helps KPR serve our community in the best way possible. Take the survey and make your voice heard over at kansaspublicradio.org. The London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Claudio Abbado are joining us next for one of the 19th century's great symphonies, written by Felix Mendelssohn around the year of 1830. Mendelssohn, who had taken a grand tour across Europe that included England and Scotland as well as Italy, the symphony that he wrote was inspired by the color and atmosphere of the country. Symphony No. 4 in A major, Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. The London Symphony has the performance. Conductor Claudio Abbado next on KPR. And so ends that performance of Felix Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. Symphony No. 4 in A major, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado. And it is just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News, followed by one more hour of classical music on a Monday afternoon, an hour that'll bring us something known as the Gothic Symphony by one Benjamin Goddard. That and much more on the way.
2026 is about...
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at subaru.com/outback. We're live, we're local, and we are Kansas Public Radio. There you had the Gabriele Consort of Venice along with the Edward Tarr Brass Ensemble together in Canzona in the First Tone for 10 parts. Music by Giovanni Gabriele here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once more. I'm Jeff Watson with just a little bit more classical music for your Monday afternoon. I'm here until 3 p.m. and in our remaining time, we've got the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio to enjoy with early music by Czech composer Josef Suk, his piano trio. The Munich Radio Orchestra as well. We've got something quite special from French composer Benjamin Goddard, known as the Gothic Symphony. That, too, in just a little while. Stay with us on KPR, where this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. Continuing on with the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham and conductor David Lloyd-Jones for some music of a 20th century English composer, one who was said to be a personal favorite to the late Queen Elizabeth. Music by Cecil Armstrong Gibbs and his miniature dance suite. Hope you enjoy it next on KPR. From English composer Cecil Armstrong Gibbs, a miniature dance suite played by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham under conductor David Lloyd-Jones here on Kansas Public Radio. We're 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of classical music, and on the way still is the Munich Radio Orchestra with something for you called the Gothic Suite by French composer Benjamin Goddard, still to come on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects in North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com. Just a quick note that if you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details are at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. Right now on the KU campus, it's 84 degrees on our way to a high of 90 with sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, and that's about how it'll be for the rest of this week. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 91, and temperatures get warmer and warmer the closer we get to the weekend. We have for you now the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio and some early chamber music from the Czech composer Josef Suk, who famously became one of the great students and later son-in-law of Antonín Dvořák. But before he was any of that, he was a student at the Prague Conservatory. And the piece that we'll hear is the one that qualified him to participate in Dvořák's composition class. This is Suk's Piano Trio in C minor, Opus 2, next on KPR. One of the very early pieces, early chamber music, from Czech composer Josef Suk, is Opus 2, Piano Trio in C minor, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:38. And at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, a little bit more classical music is awaiting you from 7 to 8 p.m., and Classics Live is from 8 to 9. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Our mission at KPR is to provide our listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. That's why we want to hear from you. Take our annual Media and Technology Survey and let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment. Your response allows us to better understand the needs and habits of our listeners and helps KPR serve our community in the best way possible. Take the survey and make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. We have next the Munich Radio Symphony for a grand symphony by a French composer by the name of Benjamin Goddard, known primarily these days for one of his operas by the name of Jocelyn, but he wrote a great many symphonies that were lighthearted in nature. But in 1881, he wrote something just a tiny bit more austere. They call this the Gothic Symphony. The Munich Radio Orchestra with conductor David Ryland on KPR. And so ends the Gothic Symphony, written in 1881 by French composer Benjamin Goddard and played by the Munich Radio Orchestra under conductor David Ryland, today on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered. Tonight, there's a little more classical music between 7 and 8 p.m. and Classics Live from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. Hope you've enjoyed the music today, and I'll see you again at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.